The current CR expires December 16th, and Alexandra Bolton of the Hill newspaper has been covering this. He joins us with the latest. Alexandra, it's great to have you again. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
So what exactly is Senator Reid trying to do? It'll be an omnibus instead of a CR, he thinks?
Well, his initial plan was to move smaller appropriations packages. The term of art in the Senate is minibuses. Unfortunately, for Reid's plan, the latest minibus ran into a brick wall just before Thanksgiving. And with under 3 weeks left until the December 16th deadline, Reid has decided to put everything together in an omnibus package that's going to be nearly $1 trillion and try to pass it through the Senate. He tried to do the same thing last year. It came very close to passing until Republican appropriators who had signed onto the package withdrew their support at the last moment. Reid's going to try it again this year. There's reason for optimism on his part because, as you know, the federal government has been operating on stopgap measures since last fall. And if the omnibus didn't pass, if the omnibus doesn't pass in December, that means the government's going to have to operate for another year on stopgap measures. And the result of that is that Congress can't affect any oversight, can't make any policy changes, can't change any of the programmatic spending levels because they're not passing in the spending bills. And Republicans and Democrats alike, especially those on the Appropriations Committee, are getting very tired of that. And that's why they want to pass these appropriations bills, even though they will be piled into a massive omnibus that will surely become a target for conservative critics and Tea Party critics.
Now, let me just do a little math, or help me through the math here. The part of the government that they did fund last week came to about $182 billion. It had NASA and Justice Department, a couple others. And this latest omnibus for the rest of the government would be about $1 trillion. So that sounds to me like they're taking it up to around $1.2 trillion. But the Budget Control Act caps it at just about $1 trillion. So what about that couple of hundred extra billion?
Well, the minibus they passed, actually the number they use for it is $128 billion. The $182 billion number, that includes mandatory spending that doesn't count against the spending cap. So the last minibus was $128 billion. The cap that was set in August in the Budget Control Act, that's $1,043 billion. So if you subtract $128 billion from $1.043 trillion, you get about $915 billion, and that's about the size of what this package is going to be. But that brings up another point. There's some controversy over just what the spending level for fiscal year 2012 should be. House Republican Speaker John Boehner, he agreed to set the cap at $1.043 trillion for fiscal year 2012, but also signed off on adding $11 billion in emergency spending to that total that wouldn't count against the cap. Well, now he's facing a revolt from some of the Tea Party freshmen in the House who say that that emergency spending should not be added to the cap, and Boehner is now trying to back out of that deal, and that is not making the Democrats who signed that deal with him very happy. In fact, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid yesterday said that Republicans who think they can change the law ad hoc are living in a fantasy.
Okay, so it doesn't sound like a minibus is going to go through or an omnibus is going to be able to go through. It sounds CR all the way.
Well, I mean, there's going to be a standoff, just like we've seen earlier this year over raising the debt limit and the government potential government shutdown in April. The omnibus is the only way to get these appropriations bills passed. And yes, it will become a political target, and yes, it will be tough to get it through the House. But you have to remember, there are members of the Appropriations Committee, including Republicans, who haven't had much to do for the last year and a half. I mean, if this omnibus doesn't go through, then basically their work is wasted. And these are pretty powerful, prestigious committees. And if you're sitting on this committee and your bills just die year after year and they're just stopgap spending measures passed year after year, you're not going to be very happy. So that gives some political clout in favor of the omnibus. But, you know, the problem with the omnibus is it's a problem of appearance. The news later in December, is going to be Congress passes a $1 trillion spending bill, and that's going to set off a lot of conservative critics and Tea Party-type folks, and that's what's going to make it tough to pass.
We are speaking with Alexander Bolton, who writes for The Hill newspaper, and you mentioned in passing the House. The House has been like a busy bee this week doing all kinds of bills except for appropriations. What are they doing appropriation-wise?
Well, what's going on right now, appropriations-wise, the work's all happening behind the scenes. And what's happening is the Republican appropriators on the House side and the Democratic appropriators on the Senate side are holding private meetings, and they're trying to iron out their differences so they can get this omnibus put together so that it will have bipartisan sign-off in each chamber, so that Reid can then bring it right to the floor. And there's also speculation that, there's talk that he may add some sweeteners to it. For instance, some of the extensions of expiring business provisions, which are very popular amongst Republicans. There's also possible talk of adding the so-called doc fix, which freezes scheduled cuts in doctors' Medicare payments. So there are a combination of ways to build more Republican support for this bill, but it's going to be tough.
Well, at least we won't have any slow news days over the holiday. Alexander Bolton writes for The Hill. Thanks very much for joining us with that update.
Thanks a lot.